Well, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord for such beautiful snow. We are blessed. Perhaps God will continue to bless us with more in the coming weeks. Today is Word of God Sunday, and that is why we have the Word of God in a beautiful glass case in front of the altar, where we pay particular reverence to it this Sunday. I was reflecting on just the power of this text. I hesitate to even call it a book because it is so holy. It is more than just a book. It is more than simple text. It is the very voice of God. And I was just kind of thinking about the power of this word. And if you look at our gospel, it's really beautiful because just a few words from the Lord change everything for these people. Here we see Peter and Andrew, and they're on their boat, and the word of the Lord comes to them. And it's just a few words, "Come after me." And it changes the whole trajectory of their lives. And then he goes on and he finds James and John. And just a few words from the Lord change their lives too. There is power in the Word of God. There is incredible power in the Word of God, which is living and effective, as the Scripture says. And I was reflecting on St. Francis de Sales in a very famous work called Introduction to the Devout Life. Says that it's a three-step process of how we can basically unleash the power of the Word. You know, that it doesn't just magically happen, but and he uses a really neat analogy. He says it's kind of like when a man proposes to a woman. It's a three-step thing. The man proposes, the woman receives, and then there is a union that comes. And it's beautiful. He says, in each sentence of this holy word of God, God proposes something. He says, here, this will change your life. This will save your life. This will give you a happier, healthier, holier life. Here, I propose this. This will help you to build the kingdom of love on earth. This, I propose, will help you get to heaven and bring others with you. I propose it here. That's the proposal. We receive the word. We receive the word of God, the proposal. And again, every sentence in this text is God is proposing something. And we receive that. And then we cooperate with the Lord, and there's this deep union that happens. And that's how the Word of God can save, transform, and change a life, and change the world. I was thinking of just a few little examples in my life. Just 2 days ago, it happened again, that I was having a day, and you might say the air went out of my balloon, and there was just different things happening, and God is good, but you know how things can go sometimes. And so all of the sudden, I come across Psalm 37, where it says, "Do not fret, it only leads to evil." And that little sentence from the Lord changed the condition of my heart and my soul. And I realized that God proposed that, you know, and I received it because I read it in prayer. And then I was like, you know what, Lord? Like, yeah, if I just stew on this stuff, then it's going to lead to some sort of evil in some form. And so I was like, okay, like, breathe in, breathe out. And there was a union that happened there. You see the three-step process. And I think it happens in big things, like when these guys get their, these just a few words of the Lord come to them in that way, and they become apostles. You know, it happens in daily stuff too. And we should be, every Catholic should have a daily relationship with the Word of the Lord, whatever that looks like. Some people read the readings of the day online for the Mass, or some people play Bible roulette every day. You know, some people just open to a random page and put their, you know, some people go through a gospel at a time or whatever they do. But like, however it looks for you is fine, but we have to nourish a relationship with the Word of God, because otherwise we become very sick and we're not nourished, we're malnourished, and we don't have this dynamic relationship with the Word of our Lord. Some people stay away from the Scripture because they're afraid of it and they don't get it. And I read this quote from Claude Monet, you know, the painter. He said, people look at art and they sit there and they try to understand it and examine it when all that is necessary is to love it. And I think much could be the same with this Scripture. We can sit there all day and examine it and try to figure out, you know, or we can love it. And we can, you know, the priest, every time we read the gospel, we kiss it. Every day when I read my Scripture, I kiss this book. And it's not, I don't understand it all, for heaven's sake. I really should know more. But I love it. I love every sentence in this beautiful Scripture. And if I allow it, I can listen to this proposal from our Lord, receive it, and then allow it to somehow change, transform, save my life and that of others. Pope Francis said, so he's been talking recently about apostolic zeal. He said, it is our job to go out and fish. We are. It's the great commandment, not the great suggestion. And we're supposed to become fishers of men in whatever way that looks like for us, you know. And we're on the bark of Peter, the boat that is the Catholic Church. And our job is to go fish. And Pope Francis said, it doesn't work if you throw around Bible verses at people. You know, proselytizing doesn't work. But what does work is when we allow the Word of God to become part of us. When we allow the Word of God, when we put flesh on this, when we put flesh on the Word of our Lord, that's when we are very successful fishers of souls. And we bring them on board. And so let's just ask God. And of course, we can't become one with this Word. We can't put flesh on this if we're not listening to the daily proposals of our Lord, receiving them, and then becoming one in consent. So let's just ask God to help us rejuvenate our relationship with the Bible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.